What a fellowship. I just am just absolutely awestruck. I mean, just being connected in the family of God and knowing that we are called here in this time for His purposes, and knowing and seeing how He is working in everyone's lives, and knowing that this is just the beginning of what He is doing with each and every one of us individually and as the body of Christ, is just amazing. You know, Sukina said at one point that, you know, she wasn't going to cry, and I thought, well, good Lord, I might cry for you, you know, because it's just great joy to see the prosperity and the abundance that God is working in each and every one of our lives as He calls more people into His family. I am just so thrilled. I've really been praying for God to give me a vision, because I have been kind of walking through following what He's been having me do, but I haven't been walking towards a vision so much that He has for me as I have been just following the direction and doing things as they come, because in my own life, I've had a lot of things that had to have been taken care of. And I think this probably happens to everyone in life, where you're walking with God, but things are coming up that have to be dealt with. And so as I get to this point now, I just really want to get things with my mother's estate wrapped up. I'm the sole person who's responsible for handling all of that. And get a lot of these little things that are taking up my time out of my life, so I can completely and totally move on freely and do what it is that, you know, He has me to do. I know that one of the things that was really on my heart the other day was just thinking about how when I first started as a believer, when I first started walking, you know, Lawrence had mentioned this, and a couple other people have mentioned this before, like, you know, no one sought after me. You know, I was the one who was hungry. I was the one that was looking. I was the one that clung to, you know, remnants of things that I could find from the old ministry, because my mom had been in it for a little while. And, you know, I was able to get my hands on some books that Dr. Werwell had written, and so I just read them, and I just believed what was there, but I thought that I was the only one in the whole world, if you can imagine. I thought I was the only one who believed God in the whole world. And I even tried to go to some churches a couple times, but I just didn't believe always what they were teaching. But I was so hungry. And, you know, I just waited. I thought maybe someone would walk up to me and say, oh, you want to know about the truth, or, you know, someone would come up to me and witness to me, and I just kept waiting for something to happen, for God to pull me into somewhere to show me something. And for years of my life, I've traveled all over the world, and I would just have a Bible in my backpack, and I would read it, and I would believe what was written, and I was so hungry to know more. And, you know, I still lived in the way of the world. I thought I was saved and I believed God and would see miracles, but still thought that, like, you know, this was one thing, but then I had to live another way because that's just the way the world lives. And trying to find, you know, just really being hungry, but never really realizing that it wasn't that I had to suddenly start being good or do things the way that church people did things to be right. But just never really quite getting to where it is that I feel like I am now, and seeing that, you know, God, that whole time that I was hungry and I was searching, God was taking me somewhere. He was bringing me somewhere. He was working the whole time, and I didn't realize it. And so then I found myself here with you all, and just listening to everything that's been shared, being absolutely amazed, because I can't imagine how I even got here, how we all even got here, just even how different my life is right now than it was from 1 year ago. And, you know, I was thinking how hungry I was and how much I wanted to know, and how I was so absolutely unrelatable to anybody in a church, how my own life and my own experiences and my own background had created this unique situation that there was absolutely no one in the world that I knew who could be a minister to me. Frankly, I knew more than a lot of the people in any church I ever tried to attend. I just knew more than they did, and I knew that they weren't believing things right. And some of the stuff they were teaching was just a bunch of crap, and I couldn't stomach a lot of the stuff. You know, you have your weekly teachings, and you know you're going to get married, you're going to be a good submissive wife, and I just couldn't deal with it. And I really tried because I wanted to be in a body of believers, and it would take an individual to be as wonky and geeky and dorky as Lawrence that could actually be a minister to me, that I could call and, you know, be frank and open with about situations and be able to really be ministered to in the way that I would need, that God would have to work that out. Because up until this point, there just had been no one else that I could have been able to fellowship with and go to sincerely and truthfully, and just be with the body of believers like I am right now. And it's just such an amazing thing to me that one of the things I would really like to see is that people who were like me, and I know that they're out there, would be able to come to me and that I could minister to them in the way that I know that they need and in a way that only I can, because I never could be a church believer. It just wasn't ever going to happen for me. But I also know that I was never called to be a church believer. And so while I was hungry and trying to force something that was never going to work, God had his perfect plan, and I'm just seeing it unfold in my life right now. And it just blows me away, because I just could never even imagine in all of my life and all the things that I went through, or all the experiences that I had, or the miracles that I saw, when it was just me and God. You know, it was just, I believe God, and I saw him work miracles, and I saw things happen, and I just would never have been able to imagine in my wildest dreams that I am here now. And I just know that God has a ministry for me that is so unique and so specific to me that I just really want to see that working. You know, I've had a lot of people call me, and I do get a lot of phone calls from people. It's almost always women, and they always call me and ask for my advice or direction or prayers, and everyone always wants to come see me. It's really funny. I've never had a shortage of house guests. And one of the things that I've noticed is that people say, well, when can I come and see you? And I'll say, well, you can come and see me anytime you want. And I've got one person coming, and I have one other friend of mine who I just love dearly, and she always says she wants to come up and see me, but I know that she really operates with some darkness in her life, and that she personally really wants to come see me, and she doesn't know why she wants to come see me, but what is operating within her prevents her from being able to do that. So I just pray a lot for her. One of the things that I've dealt with is that while she's in this particular place, I've had her in my home before. I don't want her in my home because she's not ready to receive. I did have her a couple of years ago visit me, and she was hungry, but she wasn't hungry enough. She wasn't able to hear what I was telling her, but she was asking, but then she couldn't. She would ask, and then it would fall on her ears, but then she would kind of go deaf again, if you will. So I really just see people coming to my house, and I really see a lot of people. I've got one friend coming the beginning of December, and I know that she's a church Christian, but she just always wants to talk to me, and she wants to hear what God's doing in my life, and she just loves hearing, you know, the things that I'm able to share. And so I really see that coming into being something much larger than what it is right now, not just being, you know, occasionally someone calling and me talking to them, but really just having that unique ministry that God has called me to, that I haven't even really been able to define, because I don't think it existed beforehand, and I don't think it's something that I can verbalize because I don't have a complete picture of it. But one of the things I definitely want to see are these little things that have just become focuses of mine and have really been taking my eyes off of God, trying to figure out how to get them done. I want to get them out of my life completely and totally. You know, one of the things that happened was I inherited four companies, which I received royalty paychecks from, and I don't have any information on the companies. So I don't have any, I don't even know how to file the taxes for them because there's no information. And I've been going in circles about it. And it's just become a stumbling block of frustration to me. And so I would like to bring these four companies to you all as a group so that I can get the information that I need to have in order to be able to get them filed and get them taken care of, and just get this out of my life because I don't need it in my life. What I need to do is continue to grow and walk with this fellowship and see what God has for me, because there is a lot, and I really want to be focused on that. So there's so much I want to share, just so much I want to talk about, but I don't feel like I should continue talking, so I'll stop there. But I love you all so much, and this is just amazing. So thank you all so much.